Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So yeah, I have COVID. Like, what? This guy, the crazy hypochondriac that didn't do anything in 2020 or basically most of 2021 until he got vaccinated, and he barely still did anything, and he still got COVID. I know. It's like we're starting off the new year, which is crazy. Why the first show back we're talking about this? It's going to be kind of a weird, I don't want to say abbreviated show, but a different kind of show today as we progress through this COVID together today.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. Yeah, it's a weird note to be starting on, but all in all, in good spirits about it. If you're new to our podcast, we are one that's based on three principles. It's live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot, and we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hello, Mom.
Hi, honey.
So, yeah, I've got COVID, and what a way to start the new year show. Weird, it's even hard to kind of project right now. So if you're coming over from the radio show, you're going to get kind of a longer version of the story. Or if you're coming over from Instagram, or if you just listen to the podcast, welcome back. How the first show to go. Let's just go ahead and get into the COVID stuff, and we'll get into everything else with the holidays in a second.
Okay.
So, yeah, I've got COVID, and I'm on day five. The time of release is day five, so I'm about halfway through. Okay. All things considered, I guess it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. It's not good. I wouldn't want it again, but it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. And I guess I can thank a lot of that to being boosted at this point, kind of watching a lot of people around us, man, like nobody had any idea this second wave. I mean, we heard things about like, oh yeah, it's this Omicron virus, variant's going to be so bad. But I don't think any of us realized that it was going to kind of sweep really fast.
Mm-hmm.
When I was going over to California, because I went to San Diego two Saturdays ago. And when I was going over there, even Thursday, Friday, COVID wasn't really a part of my thought process. I've traveled a lot in the last couple of weeks, and I haven't really worried that much about it because I'm vaccinated and the rates have been kind of low. And so, I think by the time I left here, we may have been at 3%, 4% positivity rate.
Right.
So it wasn't like it was in the forefront of my mind. One of the podcast listeners asked, she was like, why would you go if you're going to be so worried about it? I was like, because I didn't literally have any idea that it was going to be like this. When I left, it still wasn't this bad.
Right.
So I got over there. And the day before, it was literally the night before I left I got a text from a friend that I was supposed to see when I was over there. And she was like, hey, this is crazy, but I have COVID. She said, I have zero symptoms, but I went to a dinner party last weekend and I found out that one of the girls tested positive. I thought I would just be safe and check. And I have it. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. Like, you're vaccinated. She's boosted as well. So it was kind of like, that's weird.
Right.
Then I literally hear from another friend that same day that says she has COVID and she'd been double shotted, vaccinated, not boosted. And I was like, damn, that's crazy. Then I heard from another friend the same day who had a COVID scare. She had been around, her dad had COVID. Thought he had COVID. Or did he have COVID? I don't remember. It's been so much COVID talk in the last couple of weeks. I don't remember what happened.
Yes.
Three in a day. And this is literally as I'm traveling across the coast. Now, this time I'm already not feeling great. You remember me from last year. I was always kind of low-key thought I had it just because the symptoms are so vague.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got super paranoid. Like the flight over there, I'm not feeling good. I'm feeling paranoid. I'm like, oh my God, like this is not good. Maybe I have it as well. So when I got there, I literally just bunkered down. And I really didn't do much on my trip to California. I saw a couple of friends, but if I did, most of them were like outside dining.
Yeah.
And that was really about it, because I knew, I was like, I can't get COVID. That'd be terrible if I brought COVID over to my family's house. Mm-hmm. So I was literally, it sucks, but it is what it is. It's just, you know, to be expected with the way things have been the last couple of years with COVID. So I just bunkered down. That was it. I think I tested 4 or 5 times out there to see, because I kept getting this head congestion and kept coming back negative. And I was like, okay, and obviously it's just some seasonal stuff, whatever, you know. It is what it is. So fly over to Atlanta. It's late Christmas Eve, and come in the house and see the family for a couple seconds, go to bed, wake up. It's Christmas Day. And it's a great Christmas. I thought it was really good, Mom. We can kind of get to it in a little bit, but I thought we had a really good Christmas, you know, things considered. It was good. Everybody was in good spirits and good attitudes. Mm-hmm. And it was really good. Had a great day together. Right. Mm-hmm. So go to bed Christmas Day, wake up, and Mom, can I say who has it? I don't know if I have everyone's permission to say who has it and who doesn't. So I really haven't said who or who hasn't, doesn't have COVID.
I mean, there are family members. I don't think they'll sue you.
I know, but I don't try to like give out people's info without like,
okay.
I'm not trying to get HIPAA violation on this podcast. That's why we finally get shut down over a HIPAA violation or something. And please don't come at me at this friggin'. That's not a HIPAA violation. I know it's not a HIPAA violation. I got it. Right. Can't really make COVID jokes anymore. I feel like they're not really that little sensitive right now.
Well, with all due respect, since you didn't ask, maybe you shouldn't.
So one person. Well, one person and their partner. This is so dumb. All of a sudden, like, come like flying down the stairs and like run out the door.
It's like 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to have breakfast.
I don't know what's going on. I'm just sitting over there minding my own business doing a puzzle. I'm just like, what? And so my dad noticed. He was like, yeah, one of them had, or they both had on N95 mask. He's like, I bet they have COVID. And I was like, no, like we all tested before. Mm-hmm. We came over. That was like a big thing, was everybody said they were going to get tested just to make sure everybody was good. Cause you know, this, you want to make sure that nobody's bringing anything in or asymptomatic, even though we're all vaccinated. So I think we all kind of felt this sense of we should be okay. Right. If nobody's showing symptoms, we should be okay. Right.
Definitely had a comfort about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and like, again, my guard wasn't down. It was definitely up, but I felt like, okay, we should be in this bubble. We should be pretty safe.
Uh-huh.
And honestly, I remember thinking on Christmas, like, it's kind of nice thinking that we kind of have this little bubble. Everybody's tested. Like, we're good. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to be sick. This is going to be great. Mm-hmm. And so that happened. And then another family member came out and was like coughing and like not feeling well. And I was like, oh shit. I was like, okay, everybody put on N95 mask now. Like, no, I don't. And this person was getting paranoid that they had COVID. And I was like, ugh. So that was like a really scary, literally within like 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. It was like the realization hit of like, oh my God, like what happened? So we found out a little bit later that the people that ran out, they were, even though Dad already said on the Certified Fans page who it was, but I'll just.
True.
We found out that they had tested the first people that had run out. One of them had tested a positive on a home test that morning, apparently wasn't feeling well the night before, and then woke up not feeling great. And my mom had some extra at home test and took it and was positive. I think it took 3 and 2 were positive. 1 was negative. Is that your recollection, Mom, of what it was?
Yes.
Yeah. So then the other family member that ran, wasn't feeling well. They decided to leave as well. So now basically all the couples are out of the house, and it's me and my mom and my dad. And I'm like, well, now what? Right. Like, because there's only 2 people I'm extremely worried about getting COVID, and it's the 2 of you, right? My dad obviously has cancer. In case you don't know, or knew the podcast, my dad has cancer. So it's always been kind of a high concern in our family of like what would happen if he got COVID. And then my mom, you're just old. So I'm like, you're the last 2 people I wanted to get it.
Right.
So now it's just like, okay, well, now what? Like, who has it? Who's been exposed? Do all of us have it? So just like I think a lot of people are going through, obviously, from the lack of testing that we have all throughout the country, this kind of reoccurring story is you can't get these home tests, right? Mm-hmm. So I was like, we need to get tested. We need to find out like who has it and who doesn't. Because my thought process was, okay, they had been together for at least a day before I got here.
Yes.
Was Maggie there before that? Or
yes.
Did everybody come the same?
No, they all came on Wednesday.
Okay. So they were all, and I came on Thursday? Friday.
You came Friday.
So they were there 2 days before me. So correct. I was like, now, if these people are starting to show symptoms, and they're all vaccinated, then there's very well, there could be a chance that I also have it. And now knowing that a lot of my friends that were vaccinated were getting it as well,
yes.
There's a chance that I could have it. There's a chance my mom could have it. And dad, we just don't know at this point. So everybody kind of like went to their own quarters and they, everybody, the first thing we had to do was we had to try to find a test, right? Because now I want to know, like, what's going on? Like, do I have it? You know, like, am I just asymptomatic? Did I bring it from California? Even though I tested negative literally 5 or 6 times, like, did I already have it and didn't know it and what? So my mom called around and actually called the wrong CVS by chance. How did you even do that, Mom? How did that even happen?
Because I still had the one from Peachtree Corners in my phone. And
we used to live growing up.
Yes. And it just said CVS. It didn't say Peachtree Corners or Dawsonville.
Okay.
And I was thinking it was the one in Dawsonville, right? But no, it wasn't.
And that's about 45 minutes away from where we live, where my parents live now, right? So they were like, yeah, we've got some. And so I drove to the CVS close to their new home thinking they had them there and realized they didn't. Long story short, there were no – we called literally everywhere. Trying to find rapid test and CVS, Walgreens, Walmart, like nobody had them basically from the, from where my parents' house is now all the way to the CVS that actually had them. And when I walked into the CVS where I used to live, it was a madhouse. It was literally a mad. It looked like it was like Christmas Eve and everybody's trying to get the hot toy or it was Black Friday. I mean, people were snatching these things up left and right. They had a couple boxes of them, like big boxes. And people are snatching them up. And then, of course, I got my – it's kind of like the toilet paper mentality, right? I'm like, oh, my God, I might need this. So I literally bought 12 – I bought 12 rapid tests because they had – you know, which was like a box, a display case of them. And which is like, I don't even know if I need this many, but I don't want to be without these. And obviously everybody else wants them, and I feel like they're in high demand, so I better get some. So I go home. Long story short, we all tested negative. And so I was like, well, that's bizarre.
And you had also gone to sign up at urgent care for
I went to take a PCR test as well at urgent care up near my family. That's it. If you try to get an urgent care PCR test, it's just messy right now. There's so many people trying to get these things.
You
so
ran that to CVS during the time you were waiting for that, remember?
Yeah.
It was like 4 hours.
It was about 4 or 5 hours. I think it's about 5.5 hours after everything's said and done. So that came back negative though. So I was negative going into the 26th night. I was like, okay, I'm negative. But I just had to know that like, I had to like put the foresight forward here that like, hey, they all got it. There's a chance I could get it too. If I get it, I'm basically stuck in Atlanta from 10 days after I test positive. So I need to really think about this. And so I woke up the next morning. I'm like, I gotta get the hell out of here. And like, I was sleeping in my mask just because I didn't want to spread anything. And it was just a messy situation, you know, and are they infected? Am I infected? Am I going to infect them if I do stay? Like, it was just a mess. So I was like, that's it. I changed my flight and I went down to the airport and I don't know that I felt guilty about it. Cause I literally had tested so many times negative.
Yes.
But I was like, I'm going to put on a double mask and I'm just going to, you know, this is my best chance of getting out of here while I'm not contagious, hopefully.
Right.
And I put on 2 masks and I hopped on the plane and headed back to Baltimore.
Well, you had to change planes.
Well, yeah, I had to change my flight. Yeah, I had to change flights, obviously, which was messy trying to do a day of. And it was just chaos. It was utter chaos. So finally, and the plane was delayed 3 hours. It was just a mess. It was just a messy situation. Anyway, So I get back up here and like, I'm fine for 4 days after that. I'm fine. This is now the fourth, fifth day. And I'm still having the same head congestion that I was having before I left for California, but that was really about it. So let's see, what is today? Today is Sunday when we're recording. So What day was it then? It was Friday, I guess.
Thursday or Friday.
I woke up at 3 a.m. and I just had really bad chills. And I was like, that's weird. I was like, did I leave the fan on? I just felt really, really cold. And so I got up and I took my temperature. And also keep in mind, I've been rapid testing every day because I bought 12 of these damn things. I gave a couple to my parents. And then, I got plenty of them now. So I took another rapid test every day. Negative, 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 negative. I get up, it's 3 a.m, right? And I'm feeling really cold. And I take my temperature. My temperature is still fine. I'm like, that's weird. So I take a bath because I'm like, whenever I get really cold, I just want to take a bath because I'm like, this will warm me up, right? Take a bath, get back in the bed, like lay there kind of tossing and turning, feeling just kind of chilled. And I'm like, I should like get up and take another rapid test. It's about 5 now. It's about 5 o'clock. And I take my temperature again and I'm at like 99.5. And I was like, okay, it's barely a fever, but let me just – maybe that's a sign that I've got, I got COVID, and took a rapid test. And within like seconds, it popped up 2 lines. I said, oh my God, my God. So yeah, there it is. I have COVID. And so let's do the math here. Okay. For the 7 people that were at my family's house, everybody but my mom and my dad. Did Brian get it or did he not?
No.
So 3 out of 7?
7. Mm-hmm. Did not.
4 did.
Correct.
Which is just crazy to me. I don't know how it works. I'm not sure why some people are getting it and some people aren't. I'm boosted and I understand. Listen, like my, cause I'm watching people that are not vaccinated get it. I'm watching people that are vaccinated get it. And I'm watching people that are boosted get it. And yes. I would say, I think people that got boosted are having, to me, it feels like kind of like just, it's just a cold kind of, it's got some stomach stuff that comes with it for me. I didn't lose my taste or my smell so far. I did not lose my appetite. That's for sure. I'm eating like crazy. I'm just constantly hungry for some reason. Just a fever, headache, body ache. That's really kind of my symptoms. And some sneezing, some coughing. I had some tight chest stuff going on last night. It's not as bad today.
And honestly, the one person that was around every single one, probably more than anyone, was me.
There's you. Y'all know me. I don't spend a lot of time. Even when I'm at my family's house, I don't spend a lot of time with my family. Like I'm still kind of by myself. Like I don't really, as the introvert of the family, I'm the one that's usually sitting over in the chair by themselves, kind of checking their phone.
And I'm the one who's hugging everyone every 5 seconds.
And I saw them so much less.
Yeah.
I was there whole 2 days less.
Right.
And I would say around people the least probably. And somehow I still got it.
Yeah.
So, but my mom, my dad, and my brother are fine. I'd say the other members of the family, I would say one of them not doing great. But the rest of us are just kind of meh.
Actually, the one that wasn't doing so great yesterday is doing better today. So
that's good. That's good.
Everybody's improving as the time goes on. But Jim and I went yesterday for a test because he had a really bad sore throat. It turns out neither of us have COVID and we tested negative, but he does have strep.
Yeah, so, it's crazy, right?
So we're really glad that we went to urgent care, even though it took 6 hours and it was a long time.
It's just so funny to me that like that's like when's the last time you heard of anyone having strep throat? Adult?
How could he even get that?
I don't know. He doesn't go anywhere, like for real. You think I don't go anywhere? Like, he does not go anywhere.
Amazing.
So I don't know. I'm not sure. But obviously, that was the biggest concern, obviously, was that my parents didn't get it. And for whatever reason, they didn't get it. And that's great.
Thus far, thus far, of course.
Yeah, I would say by now you're probably okay.
Well, your Aunt Charlene said we should be counting down from 10 days after the day you left.
Yeah, but from the research I've done, day four, day five are really like the pinnacle of like when it would start showing up on tests.
Well, we're past that.
Yeah. So I think you guys are in the clear now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's it. That's the COVID story. I've just been kind of laying low. I don't have a ton of energy, which is why this show is going to be kind of an abbreviated version today. Mm-hmm. Leah and I were supposed to record a bunch of new Mental Health Mondays. I had to push it off to next week because I just don't. Not only that, but I also have to now go do the radio show.
Right.
We opted that since Jess isn't feeling well either. And neither is her boyfriend. And so they're actually taking COVID tests as we speak. But I don't know that I won't be able to go back in the studio for probably all of next week. And so, or all this week, I should say. So we're going to attempt to try to pre-record the radio show the night before and then kind of dump it into the radio, you know, where all the music plays, just pre-record it basically the night before. So I don't know. Bear with me this week as we kind of not only try to figure out logistics, but I'm just not feeling obviously 100%. I'd say I'm probably at 60% today.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, you sound stronger today.
Yeah, I'm a little bit better. Yeah. I want to talk about the one thing that I feel like a lot of people don't talk about when it comes to COVID. And I'm not sure if it's just a me thing or if anybody else, a lot of people have gotten it. I didn't realize, but when posting on social media, how many people,
friends.
I mean, I forget how many. The Maryland positivity rate today is at 25%. Uh-huh. And I think Johns Hopkins is reporting a 45% positivity rate. So it's a big deal right now. There's a lot of people getting it.
Yes.
But I don't know if this is a me thing or if this is an everybody thing, but I need to talk about it. And I feel like the podcast is the right place to talk about it.
Okay.
Which is like, I'm mad. Like my number one emotion that I have, obviously I saw the test and I was kind of in shock. But then I guess I was a little bit embarrassed because I don't know. I feel like I did everything right.
Right.
You know, and I've sacrificed so much to not get this virus, you know, I gave up pretty much all last year, all of 2021. Half of 2021, basically all of 2020, I would say was a wash because of it. And I really tried
to California was definitely.
Yeah. I had to pretty much give up that trip. I gave up the trip to Atlanta to see my family.
Right.
I just feel like I COVID's been chaos for all of us. And by the way, I don't have it the worst by any means. I'm very thankful that this is the worst that happens to me and my family because of COVID.
Yes.
I'm grateful for that because I know there's a lot of you guys listening that have been affected much more adversely. So please know that going into this conversation, this is not coming from a place of unacknowledgement of how bad this can really be for a lot of people. But I think that what's the next emotion after embarrassed is I'm mad. I was shocked. And then I was embarrassed to even say I had COVID. It just seemed like I was dirty or something. Oh my God. How could I do this?
You hadn't taken care of yourself.
How dare I travel for the holidays knowing that this could be a possibility. And I mean, truly we won't get into that, but I don't think just by testing alone, I think that the test would show it wasn't me that actually brought it to my family's house, but it's not here nor there. But I mean, truly, that all went through my head. What and why? Oh my God, I've been so careful. Why would I do this? And all that went through my head. And then the next emotion was and I'm still to this day, it's been 4 or 5 days now. I'm still feeling really angry. And I don't know if that's a typical emotion to have about COVID or not. And the reason I feel angry is because I feel like somebody, obviously in our family, didn't take the right precautions to keep everybody safe. And it makes me mad. And obviously, we will never know where it came from.
No. I mean, we could get it from anywhere. You could have gotten it in the airport.
Well, again, I would have to assume. It's not even putting responsibility on somebody else because it just is what it is. But it just made me real, and it's still to this day. And I'm not trying to. I just feel like I take this stuff so seriously, and I sacrificed my trip to California basically, and I gave up, you know, a lot because I really wanted to keep everybody safe. And I feel like somebody in our family didn't do that. And like that feels really aggravating to me. And I know that may be stupid, and it sounds stupid. Sorry, but it's how I feel.
It could have been any of us. It could have not been any of us. And I don't think there's anything to be gained by playing a blame game.
It's not even wanting to blame. It's just feeling frustrated. It's not like I want to get to the bottom of it. I'm like, okay, who was it? We gotta figure this out.
Because we'll never know.
No. And not even that it matters, but it's just I feel, and maybe that's like the wrong emotion to have, but I'm kind of curious if anybody else that had COVID that listens felt like that anger towards somebody else for not taking it seriously enough. And maybe it is just a me thing because, and I don't want that to come off selfish. And maybe it is selfish. I don't know. I mean, you know me on the podcast. I'm just going to be honest with how I'm feeling. And it may not make me look great, but that's just how I'm feeling today. So I'm just feeling like those are the three emotions, you know, that I'm shocked, embarrassed, and mad.
Mm-hmm.
I think especially because I'm now kind of going through the middle of it now where I think that this is probably the worst it's going to get. I think that, you know, also the other emotion I was having was that kind of fear of what was going to come from it.
Yes.
But hopefully this is – people say usually day three, day four are like the peak of, you know, blah.
Right. Right.
So, I don't know. I don't know if that's normal or not. And I'd love to hear from you because I just don't know if most people felt that emotion of anger when they came out of having COVID. So, but that's it, Mom. Anything else about COVID you want to talk about? Or is that?
Oh, goodness gracious.
Anything else you want to say? I mean, we spent 25 minutes talking about it, but sorry.
No, I'm just grateful.
Been happening the last couple of days.
Just grateful that all of you that do have it are getting better. And I'm grateful that Jim and one other and myself do not have it as of yet. And I do hope that your heart will heal towards our family around getting.
I mean, I'm sure it will. I don't know. I don't know if that's like the wrong emotion to have, or if that was even like typical. But
yeah,
it's just.
But it's what you're feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One more thing I want to catch up on today's episode, and again, today is this week might be a little bit of a wash, which I hate. I don't want it to be a complete throwaway week, but it won't be. We still got plenty of stuff to talk about over the last couple of weeks, but I got to talk about the basement situation. So in case you don't know about the basement situation, I said that I felt like I'm the black sheep of the family, that I never – like I'm always like the one that gets – like look at me. I'm the one that got COVID for goodness sakes. That was planned. I'm sure that was planned.
Oh, jeez. The other three don't count. Just you.
Yeah. no, but I say like they – like I whenever it's like there's like a worst option, I'm always like the worst option, right? Like I'm the one that's always like, oh, Steven can just go do that. Like we'll put Steven over
poor
there. That's
little child, poor little child.
Well, he'll be fine. He doesn't live here. Who cares? And I don't have to see him a few days a year. So my mom said, she's like, we're gonna put you in the basement. I'm like, why do I have to sleep in the basement? Like, why can't I stay upstairs where it's really super nice? Like everything's super nice and warm and perfect and cozy and everything else. And my mom's like, well, you used to live in the basement when you were 12. What's wrong now? I'm like, because I'm literally 40. So it's not really the same. So if you listened the last couple of weeks, then you know my mom said that she was really going to put a lot of effort into cleaning up the basement. And so there's a lot of apprehension about going home. And I'm sorry that I didn't post any pictures while I was there. I think you see now, because basically I got there. It was Christmas Day. We did that. And I woke up and it was chaos. I gotta say though, basement was really nice. It was really nice, and you guys have put in a lot of work.
Yes,
into doing that. I came home and they had redone a dresser downstairs, and was that a new headboard that was put on?
No, that was there before. You just didn't appreciate it.
Okay, here we go. I don't know. I can't confirm the headboard was there. I don't think I actually had a headboard before.
It was. Yes, it was.
Unconfirmed. Unconfirmed. But you put up a bunch of plants in there and get a noise machine for the room. And it was looking really nice in there. The bathroom looked really nice and had a nice little bunch of – actually left me towels this time so I didn't have to dry off with paper towels anymore, which that was just a really nice change for once. Am I forgetting anything? I just can't really see it in my head right now. Like, what else was deep? I hung a bunch of pictures on the wall. And put a bunch of plants down there.
Certified Mama's Boy stuff up there. Yeah. And some pillows, some nice bed pillows, including, you know, the Live, Love, Laugh ones that a fan sent you. And, had a collage of photos.
Yeah, it looked really nice. It really, you did a lot of work down there. I really appreciate it. It really did look nice. And I'll have my mom put those on the Certified Fans page so you can go see how the basement actually ended up. I was going to do, my plan was to actually go into like the storage room, like next to the water heater and like put a sleeping bag down and take that picture and post it. That was going to be the plan, but we just never got around to it. But had to leave and get out of town. So
we had no extra time.
We did not have any extra time. So the little joke did not play off well, but you can go see the pictures on the Certified Fans page because I really, it really, it was nice. It the 36 hours I was in town was super nice.
Well, you'll be back and it'll be waiting for you.
Yeah. Appreciate that. Appreciate that. I will come back in a second. We'll do the quote again. Today's show is going to be a little different than typical just because it's just going to be abnormal today. It's officially 2022, by the way, in case you forgot, which feels weird. I did not think that because I've been locked in my condo now for 5 days. It does not feel like a new year to me. No. I forgot. Like the only reason I know it's a new year is because my rent was due and I had to write 2022 on the check. And because there were a bunch of fireworks that kept me up on the first. It's time to set your wellness routine and like get it done now. And there's still time, you know, cause today is like the real day, right? We don't really start resolutions on the weekend. That's stupid. So I know a lot of us are going to start getting back. I need to. I'm like, I eat like just terrible. Y'all, I did so bad. I did so bad on eating.
We all do on the holidays. I think everyone does that.
But Care Of, I know a lot of you guys already use Care Of, but Care Of allows your vitamin routine to be personal and easy and effective and constantly evolving. You can stay on track with your health goals this new year thanks to Care Of's daily vitamin packs that make the organization and your resolutions easy to stick to every single day. I love Care Of because what it does is it takes all the guesswork. Not only does it take the guesswork out of your vitamins, your supplements and things you need to feel better in 2022, but it takes the bottles away. So if let's say you're taking five supplements, right? That's like five bottles that you've got every day. You got to go in, open the bottle, get one out. Was this one, two, or is it one? Was it three? Was it with water? It's so much easier. You take a short, in-depth quiz about your health goals and lifestyle, and you'll get a personally tailored recommendation based on your answers. And you can stick with what they recommend, or you can kind of go rogue and do what you want. And then Care Of's products are made that are good for you. They're clean ingredients, and they're backed with the latest science and research so you can feel good about what's going on with your body. I hope you'll check out Care Of. I know a lot of you guys already have, so thank you for that. But I hope you'll go do it, especially 50% off January. So this whole month, you get 50% off your first Care Of order. If taking supplements and feeling better in 2022 is really important to you, hopefully you'll go to takecareof.com and enter the code Kramer50, okay? It's takecareof.com and enter the promo code Kramer50, and you'll get 50% off your first order from Care Of.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, we'll wrap up the show with a quote. Certified Fans High. We're not going to do specific ones today. I know typically we'll come on here more, and maybe tomorrow. I'm already feel like I'm losing energy. I still have to go do a radio show after that, so we're going to kind of wrap this episode up. Mm-hmm. But thank you so much. Welcome back. Yes. It's good to see you guys. Thank you for all your support in 2021. Mm-hmm. So happy to be back and doing this in 2022. I'll probably be happier next Monday.
Right.
So bear with us as we get through this week. But it's honestly, it feels good to be back in front of the mic and just to be back and with you after a little hiatus there, right? And we still got plenty of stuff to talk about this week. I do want to mention two things. If you want to become a certified fan, we don't think we got one new one over the holidays. We lost two, though.
Oh.
So I'm like, well, that sucks. It's fine. I have COVID. It's not the worst thing that happened, honestly, over the break. So, so if you want to support the podcast in 2022 and let's keep this thing going bigger and better, then text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. Okay. Thank you for that. And also let's vote. If you'll vote for us, I don't know. I haven't seen the podcast list. We every month we're up for the Hot 50 and Podcast Magazine. I have not seen January's list yet. But if you want to support us that way by voting, you can just text the word vote, V-O-T-E, to 888-Kramer-8. And we'll be happy and thankful for anyone that does either of those two things. We always say that's the best way to support this podcast. Go support our sponsors, become a certified fan, vote for us, and listen. Those are like the four things you can do. So thank you. All right, Ma, we'll end today's show with our quote of the day, and then we'll be done with today's episode. Hopefully feeling better tomorrow.
Yeah. So sadly, Archbishop Desmond Tutu died the day after Christmas, and he's just such an iconic human being, and I just love everything about him. And he was such a wonderful person and really fought for justice during apartheid and made such a huge difference in this world. And he loved everyone. And so I thought I would use one of his quotes today. And it's about hope. Hope is being able to see that there is light despite all of the darkness. And I think as we go into 2022 and yet year three of COVID, we need to remember that, to remain hopeful despite all the bad times that we've gone through, that, you know, 2022 is going to be a better year for all of us, and that we'll learn more about this virus and how to, I believe, live with it, and that the world will be a wonderful place for all of us to be and live together.
Yeah.
So
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for today's show. Thank you so much. Appreciate you listening. I had to go try to get my voice back before I do another show. So
yes, I know, honey. Take good care. Everyone.
I had to do one dramatic cough, or it wouldn't have been like a real COVID episode, I feel like. I didn't feel it to the very end. That wasn't even planned, I promise. Now all of a sudden I'm like, where'd this cough come from?
That's good.
I guess.
Everyone take good care.
Yep, absolutely. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. Love you. Bye.
Yes. Love you forever.